This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. My brothers and sisters, when I studied the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from my perspective as a leadership consultant, I was amazed to find something very incredible, and that was that the conditions of 7th century Arabia were so similar to our conditions today in the 21st century, globally speaking. Political conditions, economic conditions, social conditions were very, very similar. Now, why is that important? Because in the seerah, what we see here is that Rasulullah was able to take his people from being the least influential, most disliked, most oppressed, to becoming role models for their world in a period of a single generation. When Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu became the Khalifatul Muslimin, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was from the same generation as Rasulullah. Now, question is how? And that is where I researched and I wrote my book, Seerah is the Answer. Now, in this book, and that's the book, Seerah is the Answer. Now, in this book, what I have tried to show is how we have, for our worldly problems today, how we have a well-documented, well-researched methodology that works. 7th century Arabia, from the perspective of today, was like a pilot program for us to apply in our world today. Now, why is that important? Because, as I said, what he did worked in conditions very, very similar, if not identical, to our conditions. And so, therefore, my contention is that if what he did worked in that situation, then inshallah, if we try that, it will work for us also. And that is why I wrote this book and we created this program called Seerah Solution Workshop. That's the program. We have done it in many countries in the world. In the United States, we've done it in Chicago. We've done it in West Springfield in Massachusetts. And now this program is coming to Seattle. And I look forward to seeing you there. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.